Welcome to Reptilian Studios podcast, where normal is overrated and curiosity knows no bounds. I might be a little off today. I've been sick for the past 2 days. Apparently, I got some stomach virus. I've been vomiting and, you know, I had a diarrhea like a motherfucker. So that's a bit odd, to be honest, because I really, I have OCD, so I take really good care of me. And, you know, I like to keep everything clean and I cook my own food and I buy groceries, you know, fresh as they come. So I really don't know how I got sick. It was probably the government, you know, pushing something on people again, which, you know, wouldn't be surprising considering the state of the world we're living in today. Which brings me to a very important topic I want to discuss with everyone. And that something is the following. In the labyrinth of power, where shadows dance to the tombs of authority and control, lies a sinister truth wheeled in behind the facade of democracy and governments. It's a truth that rattles the very foundation of social order, the truth that the government harbors clandestinely, the perpetuation of citizen subjugation. From the corridors of ancient empires to the contemporary arenas of global politics, governments have wielded power with an iron fist, orchestrating a delicate dance of dominance over the masses. Yet, beneath the veneer of sovereignty and legitimacy lies a primal fear gnawing at the heart of authority. The fear of populace awakened, united, and empowered. For centuries, the architects of government have meticulously crafted systems of control, manipulating the levers of law, economy, and ideology to keep the masses subdued. They understand all too well the potential of populace by strength and unity, for in the hands of people lies the ultimate power, the power to dismantle the very structure that oppressed them. Consider this. If every citizen were to awaken to their inherent strength and demand accountability for those in power, what force could government muster against such a united front? The answer is simple yet profound. None. For behind the veils of authority, governments tremble at the thought of facing the wrath of the awakened populace. But how do they maintain the veil of subjugation? It's a multi-faced web of deception, coercion, and manipulation woven in strictly to ensnare the minds of the masses. Through propaganda and media control, governments shape narratives that serve their interests, painting dissent as treason and conformity as patriotism. Moreover, they exploit the inherent vulnerabilities of human nature, fear, greed, and apathy to keep the populace divided and docile. Through systematic inequalities, they create a hierarchy of privilege, ensuring that the few hold the sway over the many, while the masses remain shackled by economic insecurities and social strife. Yet, perhaps the most insidious weapon in their arsenal is the illusion of choice. Through the guise of elections and democracy, governments give the illusion of empowerment, allowing citizens to believe they have a voice in the halls of power. But in reality, the choices presented are but different faces of the same oppressive system, designed to maintain the status quo and perpetuate the cycle of subjugation. It is in this web of lies and deceit that the true nature of government control emerges. They fear the collective strength of people, for they know that if the masses were to awaken to their power, no force on earth could suppress their will. Behind closed doors, they conspire to keep the populace subdued, employing every means at their disposal to quell dissent and maintain their grip on power. But there is hope amidst the darkness, the spark of resistance that flickers in the hearts of the oppressed. Across the annals of history, we see glimpses of this resistance, from the streets of revolution to the halls of activism. It is in the collective defiance of the people that the seeds of change are sown. For in the unity lies the power to dismantle the chains of oppression and forge a new path forward. So let us head the cause to arms, not with weapons of destruction, but with weapons of knowledge, unity, and courage. Let us unravel the veils of deception and reclaim our power from those who seek to keep us subdued. For In the unity of people lies the greatest threat to the tyranny of governments, the threat of liberation. The journey ahead may be fraught with challenges and obstacles, but let us march forward unuttered, for the flame of freedom burns eternal in the hearts of humanity. Together, let us cast off the shackles of oppression and forge a future where power resides not in the hands of the few, but in the collective will of the people. The time for liberation is at hand. Let us seize it with unwavering resolve and unyielding determination. No government on earth has enough of the army officers and police officers to, you know, keep all of their people at bay. That's why media keeps pushing these social battles against everyone, because everyone now feels it. They feel it, and they know, in at least subconsciously, what's wrong. What's wrong with this entire fucking system? But, you know, they think, you know, oh, you know what? Maybe this, what's going on in the society is because, you know, trans people or straight people, or, you know, simply just gay people, or, you know, they blame it on gender, they blame it on sexuality, they blame it on color, they blame it on other nations, where, you know, what's the biggest fault in the entire existence, throughout the entire history, the biggest wars, the biggest types of chaos were created by those in power, by governments. You know, I'm not saying the governments have no use. Far from it, actually. Government is a system that actually needs to be everywhere. But that depends on, you know, what they actually do. And throughout the history, if we learn anything, if we pick up any, and I mean any, history book, there's simply just war, mayhem, and chaos. Do you get that? Pick up a history book. See this for yourselves. No government has actually enough power to keep their people suppressed and obeyed, and somehow they manage to do so because people, they just want to fit in. They somehow manage to keep everybody docile and submissive to their control, and everybody's like that. I mean, not literally everybody, but a lot of them. Over 90% of the Earth's population is like that, and everybody that doesn't fit into this cycle on fucking conformity is labeled as weird, as odd, and shall be, you know, tossed out from society because he's a fucking weirdo and a fucking freak. Fuck those people. Honestly, just fuck them. Everybody, and I mean everybody, should be, you know, a lot today, the word masculine is being thrown around. And I agree with one thing: you should be fucking strong. And I don't mean just men. I mean men, women, whatever you identify as. You need to be strong because you need to defend yourself. You need to be fucking strong, mentally and physically. Instead of, you know, everybody preaching in schools of what it feels like to be gay, what it feels like to be trans, what it feels like to be straight, what it feels like to be poor, rich, or whatever this stupid ass shit. You know, they should be teaching everybody how to actually defend themselves, how to be fucking strong as a fucking human being. How can they be mentally fulfilling to become the biggest as they ever could, and physically and mentally? Do you get that? People should be strong. People should not be fucking weak. And, you know, I was weak. I was just like that. You know, I was anorexic. I was an addict. I had such a bad childhood. I had a horrible fucking family. I've been through all of that. All of that. Growing up in a very broken and poor country. Being surrounded by even worse people. And I managed, and I'm still actually fighting to become, you know, a better version of myself. And so should you. Nothing, and I mean nothing, can, you know, stop humans from becoming the best version of ourselves. Don't let the government subdue you and make you submissive to their idiotic sense of control and power. They don't control shit, because if people actually, for once in their lives, open their fucking eyes, they would see that government means nothing, because no government on this planet has enough of people and weapons to kill all of their citizens. And even if they did, you know, without citizens, they have nothing. Keep that in mind. For today, that would be all. It was just, you know, a quick little rant. It's been your boy Deadly. You listen to Reptilian Studios. New episodes come every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You know, follow, subscribe, check me out on social media, buy my books, do whatever you want. Just, you know, fix yourself and become the best version of yourselves. That's the biggest, you know, that's the most you can do for me. Just become better. Become the best version of yourselves. Work hard and fuck the government. I'm out. Peace.